Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from Scarsdale, Westchester Talk Radio presents the 25th anniversary celebration of American Legends. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt K, and our engineer. We want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, yes, we are here broadcasting live on a very big day here for American Legends. They're celebrating their 25th anniversary. They opened in 1992, and as I look around, I mean, if you're a sports collector, I mean, this is like Disneyland for you as far as I'm concerned. We've got jerseys, we've got classic jerseys, we've got baseball cards, we also have comic books, all sorts of things for the sports fan and, of course, for the comic book collector as well. Just great variety here, I must say. And we have our very first guest here to talk about this anniversary celebration. He is Ed Lachterman, and he is a Yorktown town councilman. And Ed, first of all, welcome. And you were here when this opened 25 years ago. It was under a different name, I understand.
Yes, originally they were called One If By Cards, Two If By Comics, sort of a takeoff on the One If By Land, Two If By Sea from the American Revolution and Paul Revere's ride. And November 11th, 1992. So it's exactly 25 years to the day that Mark and Donna have opened up this establishment.
Yeah, this is really fantastic. I mean, what really stands out about this particular location here, this store, what people can find here?
You know what? Just such an eclectic collection of collectibles, so to speak. A little tongue twister there. You have something for fans of every sport. You have Hall of Famers, you have rookies, you have autographed stuff from some of just the best players in the world available here. They have Disney lithographs or Looney Tunes lithographs that are signed. Just tremendous, tremendous amount of material. You name it, they can either get it for you if they don't have it here or, you know, they'll find it.
How were they able to collect all this memorabilia here? How does that work?
Well, I grew up with Mark. We've actually been friends since 1976. And he started collecting baseball cards on his own way before it was the in thing to do. And Mark had put together a personal collection. And I cannot think of anyone in the industry that is much that has as much knowledge as Mark does about these things. So he's able to put together bulk deals. He does signings. He buys stuff that comes in off the street when people are looking to sell their collections. And you know, the great thing about Mark, I've watched someone come up to him with a deal and say, I'd like this much, and he's like, well, I can't do that because it's worth much more than that, and be able to, you know, guide them in the right direction.
I mean, what's the most popular type of memorabilia? I mean, is it football? Is it baseball that sells the most here?
I think baseball sells the most, but Mark and Donna also have this affinity to hockey. They actually met at a Ranger game, and they got engaged at a Ranger game, too. My wife and I were there for that. It was one of our first dates. And you find a tremendous amount of great hockey stuff here as well, but baseball is by far the most popular item.
I'm just looking to the left of you where we're sitting, the Miracle on Ice photo, that just arguably the greatest moment in the history of American sports, not just hockey. And it's great to see those photos of Michael Ruzioni, the game-winning goal, celebrating their win against the Soviet Union. It's just great, great memories to see just with that photo there.
Oh, yeah, no, without a doubt. You know, you walk around here and you could relive half your childhood just, you know, seeing Joe Montana or Joe Namath and just such great, great stuff. I see actually Mark Spitz up there, I believe, on the wall. And, you know, it's just Pele, I'm noticing, Michael Jordan. So you're able to walk through and say, hey, you know, I remember this, and it just jumps at you.
I mean, just to see, like, those jerseys close-ups, and, wow, that's the jersey that Terry Bradshaw wore, or Daryl Strawberry, I saw his jersey here. I mean, you name it, it's just anything under the sun is located right here.
It really is. It really is. And not all the jerseys are game-worn. I'm, to put a little disclaimer there, but I'm sure if you want a game-worn, they could find them. But that really jumps a price up in them, and they could be dirty. Some people actually like the clear, pristine jersey.
So, like, what about the prices of these items? I mean, because some are real collector's items, and I guess it depends on how old they are.
Yeah, you know, a lot depends on who signed it, Hall of Famer or not. Unfortunately, when that person passed away has a lot to do with it, because some, you know, some old-timers didn't sign a lot of stuff before they passed away. Some people pass away young. Thurman Munson in particular.
Exactly.
You know, Thurman didn't sign a lot. He was a little bit of a crotchety guy, as they said, although,
yes.
You know, great person. And, you know, to find his stuff is a premium because he passed so early, so young.
Well, if anybody would like more information about American Legends, if they've never been here before but would like to come here, where can they get in touch with, let's say, Mark or Donna?
Well, I know they could call on the phone at 914-725. Oh, you know what? I'll have to check the number. But they're AmericanLegends.com online.
AmericanLegends.com.
Yeah.
So you'll definitely find it on the web.
Yeah. I can't believe I forgot his number. I remember his number from when he was 12 years old. I can't remember the number.
I'm sure they'll give it to us, but at least go on to AmericanLegends.com. You'll certainly find what you're looking for, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Ed Lachterman, Yorktown Town Council member and supporter here, of course, of American Legends. Thanks for joining us. Hope you're having a good time today. I am already.
I am, Jim. Thank you so much for being here and helping to celebrate.
Ed Lachterman, ladies and gentlemen. And again, we're broadcasting live. Westchester Talk Radio is on a fine Saturday afternoon for American Legends' 25th anniversary celebration. I mean, it's a sports collector's delight, I must say, and I'm certainly one of those sports fans, that's for sure. We are going to step aside for just a moment and to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this word of interest. Stay right with us. We'll be right back.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community, as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to buy a new car, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from American Legends 25th anniversary celebration. They're located on Central Park Avenue in Scarsdale. My name is Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt K, and our engineer. We want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durandy Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can certainly like us on Facebook, too. Tell all your friends and family about us, Westchester Talk Radio. That's the place to go. Well, I'm pleased to be joined by not one but two guests here, the husband and wife team, if you will, the founders of American Legends here in Scarsdale. I'm happy to be joined, first of all, my immediate left, Donna Rubin, and her husband, Mark Rubin. Congratulations to you both.
Thank you, Jim. We're very happy to have you here today.
Just a short time ago, well, before he went on the air, Ed Lachterman, who we just talked earlier, he's the Yorktown Town Councilman. He read a proclamation celebrating this, the 25th anniversary. And he told me earlier that this opened under a different name back in 1992, correct?
That's correct. We opened under the name One If By Cards, Two If By Comics. And we went with that name for our first 10 years. And then we changed over to American Legends. And for the last 15 years, that's been our name.
So it eventually evolved into what it is today, the sports collectibles that we see all around us here?
Actually, our product, the items that we carried throughout the years have been pretty similar. We've probably gotten a little bit more into the vintage stuff the last few years than we ever were. But for the most part, we've had a pretty consistent product selection for 25 years.
What inspired you two to get involved with this and create this wonderful store here? I mean, all these wonderful collectibles that we see today 25 years ago.
Well, we're both big sports fans, and Mark had actually been in the business before I had met him, and then I joined him in the business that he was in, and we knew at some point we wanted to open up our own store, and things just happened sooner than we expected, and we just, as young 20-somethings, we just went with it and said, we can do this, and we did. And here we are 25 years later, and we just can't thank all of our customers and friends for the support they've given us over the years.
Now, all the sports are represented here, but you first and foremost are hockey fans. You are Ranger fans, and I can see a lot of hockey memorabilia pretty much behind us. Like I said, I see the Miracle on Ice. We see a lot of the Rangers. I said, that's the first love for you, right?
Well, the Rangers have been a big part of our store since we opened. Actually, Darren Turcott, who was a member of the Rangers at the time we opened, was a partner in the store. And he was also the first signing that we did. And the first non-partner signing we did was with Adam Graves only a few months later. And we've been fortunate to have Adam four or five times over the years. And he's still a great friend and a great supporter of ours.
So, as I said, you're both sports fans, hockey fans. How's the feedback been from customers over the years as they walk into this store? I mean, the first time I walked in here, I mean, I was just amazed with everything I see here. I'm like a kid in the candy store. I mean, there's all kinds of sports. I love football. That's my first love. But really, there's pretty much everything. There's something for everybody, really.
It's a lot to take in. I think particularly for the young kids who come in, they're a little bit overwhelmed. And there's certainly some sensory overload, and I think they want to buy everything at one time. And usually the parents are kind of interceding to make sure that doesn't happen. But
yes. But it's like, to me, it's like almost walking into all of the Hall of Fames. I think I've been to most of them. I've been to the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, and the Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield. I haven't been to the hockey one, though, in Toronto, I must say, but I did three of the four. And that just, it just gives me the feeling I'm looking at a lot of history, a lot of great sports history right before my eyes.
Yeah, it's really, it is fun being in here. I know a lot of people, when they come in, they say they feel like they're kids in the candy store. And that's what it is sometimes. We do have to pinch ourselves that we get to do this for a living and see these great items every day. And we've been very fortunate to be able to do this for the last 25 years.
Ed had told me, I guess, the baseball items are the most popular items that are sold, or the collectibles of all the sports here.
Yeah, baseball's always been the number one sport. I mean, there's certainly the longest history of collectability with baseball. The earliest baseball cards are from the late 1860s, and I think it's more of a generational thing where parents have shared that over time with their kids. Hockey goes back as far with cards almost as baseball to the early 1900s, but in the United States, it's just not as ingrained as it is in Canada. But baseball is definitely number one.
Well, I'm thinking, well, the Stanley Cup, certainly we're all familiar with that. That's 1893 when that was first established, so you're getting into that territory. Right.
Yeah, no, but it's funny, you see, particularly now that we've been here for 25 years and having all these people come back today to celebrate with us, to see people who are our age and maybe a little bit older coming in with their kids who are now adults and bringing their children in. And it's a little bit shocking when you haven't seen someone for 15 years and they were a teenager and now they have like a 4 or 5 year old. We've seen several of those today. It's really overwhelming.
Yeah, I mean, are they impressed the most about the baseball cards, the jerseys? Which one are they most happy with?
I would say some of them are into the comics, but a lot of them are into the cards. And even like looking, they like to look at some of the signed items that we have, the pictures and the jerseys that they're interested in. But some of them are probably a little bit too young for their parents to spend that kind of money, but I know some of them are going to be getting their young ones into cards shortly, and that's certainly very, very affordable.
Well, again, if anybody would like more information, we did not mention in the first segment, but there is a number to call if anybody would like more about what's here. It's a 914 number, of course, right?
Yes, 914-725-2225. We're open Tuesdays through Sundays, and we're always looking for vintage trading card collections, so feel free to call us anytime.
Definitely. Well, my good friends Mark and Donna Ruba, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations to you both. You deserve it. Here's to another 25 years, another silver anniversary.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us today and being part of this wonderful afternoon.
Our pleasure. Mark and Donna Ruba, ladies and gentlemen, the founders of American Legends, celebrating their silver anniversary celebration. 25 years. Can you believe that? It's just fantastic. We're going to step aside for just a moment to take a short break and be back with more right after this.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from American Legends in Scarsdale on Central Park Avenue. They're celebrating their silver anniversary, and what a place it is. From baseball cards to jerseys, they really do have it all. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Matty the K, Matt Kane, our engineer. We want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelips Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.B. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. We're happy to be joined by our very next guest. He is a baseball card collector, a sports card collector joining us, and his name is Jonah Basak. He's from Rybrook. Jonah, good to have you with us. What do you think of this beautiful store?
It's a lot of fun having to come here and see all the cool things, like autographs and all these like collecting items and stuff.
What do you love most about the store?
A lot of like things to choose from. Like a lot of pictures and autographs and like storage stuff.
What's your favorite sport of all the sports here that's represented?
Baseball.
You like baseball?
Yeah.
Yeah, baseball seems to be the most popular collection that people see when they come in here. Have you had a chance to look at all this baseball cards, a lot of history.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite in mind?
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter. Why do you like that?
Because my favorite team is the Yankees, and as I was growing up, he was my favorite player.
So you've always been a Yankee fan?
Yeah.
And he's your favorite all-time Yankee, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you had a chance to see some of the football jerseys? I mean, really cool stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
And you've come here several times, you said?
Yeah, a lot.
Well, when you first walked into the store, I mean, were you surprised? I mean, what was your reaction when you first saw this?
I was just surprised on how much, like, stuff and all these things, like, all these, like, valuable collector's items.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And how about the comic books? There's a lot of comic books
here.
Yeah,
a lot of comics and stuff.
Do you have any favorites of those here? We see so many. We have, like, DC Comics. We have Marvel Comics.
Not really. No. Not really interested.
So it's just the baseball cards. That's what you like first and foremost,
yeah, and
right?
Basketball cards.
Yeah. So you're really having a good time today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you made any new friends here coming here whenever you visited?
No.
But you just love the sports collectibles, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's really good to have you, and I hope you're enjoying it. Thanks for joining us, okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Again, we've been talking with Jonah Basak, and again, he's from Rybrook, a very young sports collector, and he's joining us here for this 25th anniversary celebration of American Legends going on today here in Scarsdale. I'm very impressed with what I've seen, I'll tell you that. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a fresh floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals in Armonk and Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. A box of heavenly chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A social media consultation from MSM Designs. And a happy hour party at Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a fine Saturday afternoon. We're here at American Legends 25th Anniversary Celebration. They're located here on Central Park Avenue in Scarsdale. My name is Jim Cleefield. I'm your host, along with the Mixmaster, Matty the K, Matt Kane, our engineer. And we want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelips Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook too. Yes, you can. Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest, I'm very pleased to be joined by somebody I call a radio friend. I've known him back to my days earlier in Westchester Radio, and he has been a friend of Donna and Mark Rubin for a number of years, even before he first came here to American Legends. He is Adam Wolski. Adam, good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you too, Jim.
Yes.
See you. Hello, everybody.
Yes, doing really well.
It's great to be here.
Yeah. And you said you've known Donna and Mark for about 6-7 years before you even came here. But what are your thoughts on this store? I'm very impressed with what I say.
It's a terrific store. I've been here many times, and I actually was in this store before I met them. It's kind of a weird sequence of events that happened is that we didn't realize it, but we both lived in the same town for about 7 years, but I never knew them. We sat in the same section or the same general area of Madison Square Garden for Ranger games and didn't know each other.
Really?
And I'd been in the store, I would say, at least half a dozen times and never connected with them. It wasn't until after I moved out of Bronxville to Queens, where I live now, that we started putting the pieces together, thanks in part to social media, and then we realized I lived in the same town as them. We sit in the same area of the garden, and I've been in their store many times, and now we've forged a wonderful friendship over the last, I would say, 7 years.
And again, as you said, you're all hockey fans, and the majority of the memorabilia we see here behind us is hockey, so it's no surprise.
They're huge Ranger fans, as am I, long-time Ranger fans. They've had their tickets for a long time in the garden. I've had my tickets for a few years, not as long as theirs, and we enjoy going to games. We will frequently have dinner before the game, hang out during the game in between periods, and sometimes even after the game. It's the hockey season is a lot of fun when you're friends with Donna and Mark.
Yeah, they certainly are. They're great people. I met them. They're the chairs of the ALS Walk, which we covered earlier this year. I met Hattonville College. They're just wonderful people, and I mean, well-deserved. 25 years. It was born under another name before it became American Legends, but it's really grown into something very special. I mean, as I said, we have jerseys, we have baseball cards, we have comic books, so many things to choose from.
And it's an industry that probably reached its peak in the 90s. I think that's probably fair to say. And this store has stood the test of time, that they've had to change a little bit as the industry has changed. I dabble in the industry myself. And as the internet has become more and more of a force, they've started to do more and more of business online. Of course, they still have the brick and mortar store here for people who can come in, but you can even buy memorabilia and cards and other comic books from them online as well. And the times demanded that they change, and they changed along with the times, and that's why they've lasted 25 years, whereas other businesses of this kind did not last.
But at least the difference being, Adam, is like, yes, you can get it online, but there's still the charm of walking into the store and seeing, let's say, a football jersey up close. I mean, you really get a better appreciation of what you see there.
Absolutely true. And when you can touch it, when you can see the signature, and you have knowledgeable people, which Mark and Donna are tremendously knowledgeable about the industry, they can answer any questions that you have and make the sale a lot easier and a much more pleasant experience.
It really is. And I just the first time I walked in here, it's like, and they said this too, the kid in the candy store, that's how I felt, and that's how they say a lot of their customers feel, and the kids in general too. Yes.
Sometimes you walk in here and you hope that you can walk out without maxing out your credit card.
Sure feels like walking into those sports hall of fames. I talked to them that I've been to 3 of the 4, very fortunate to have done that. Now you have a piece of each of that.
Absolutely. They do dabble in all the sports. We don't want to make it seem like it's just a hockey store. There's a lot of baseball, there's football, there's basketball, and even if you look around, you might be able to find some golf, you might be able to find some tennis, even some figure skating, and there's sure to be a sport that will grab your interest, and they probably, if they don't have it in the store, they can get it.
Pretty much they left up no stone unturned. I mean, 25 years and counting, and hopefully another 25 to come.
Absolutely. They're great people, it's a great store, and if you're in the area, definitely come down and take a look, and if you're outside the area, then definitely look them up online.
Yeah, we want to let them know. Again, the address is 1107 Central Park Avenue. If you want to reach them, by the way, we want to tell you the number is 914-725 2225. That's where you can give them a call if you want more information. Well, Adam, it is great to see you, my friend. I hope you're having
too.
A great time.
Absolutely. It's a great celebration, and I'm thrilled that I'm here and happy to be here to help Mark and Donna celebrate such a terrific occasion.
Well, it's great to see you, my friend.
You too.
Adam Olsky, ladies and gentlemen, my longtime friend from Westchester Radio and our guest here at the American Legends Silver Anniversary Celebration. My name is Jim Cleefield, and we're going to step aside for just a moment, and we'll take a short break and be back with more right after this.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, short or long-term care, and much more, the services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
So you want tickets to Hamilton? I know, who doesn't? Well, the New York Post says the next best thing to seeing Hamilton, and for a tenth of the cost, is Spamilton. Yes, Spamilton, the hit off-Broadway musical spoof from the writer and creator of the legendary Forbidden Broadway. The New York Times raves, Spamilton is smart, silly, and convulsively funny. It's now in its second smash year, and right now is your shot to get tickets from only $25. So visit Spamilton.com today.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from American Legends Silver Anniversary Celebration. We're here in Scarsdale. They're located on Central Park Avenue. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt Cain, our engineer. And we want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale, Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk. And you can always like us on Facebook. You certainly can. Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest two guests, two former workers here at American Legends. First, to my immediate left is Mark English. And to his left, David Stefanini. Welcome to both of you today. And what a day, this celebration, 25 years. Can you believe that?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Thank you for having us. I'm Mark, and both of us started working here around 2004, 2005, and through about 2009. And it was tremendous to be able to work here because we were able to innovate in terms of starting their first blog and doing a lot of different things, such as their charity auctions. So,
yeah, and it's great. I mean, I started here in 2004, and I was a customer for about 10 years before even that. So this is really where I started my passion for cards and comics, and still to this day, I still collect them, and I think it's great. It's a great place to come. It was a great place to work.
Yeah, in fact, at the beginning of the broadcast, it started 25 years ago under a different name, and now it's become American Legends, and it really is just that. As I look around, yes, hockey is prominently represented because Mark and Donna are both hockey fans. They're Ranger fans, but you have football, baseball, pretty much everything under the sun here.
Yeah, and then including comic books and also every type of memory really you could possibly imagine is here, and they're also they have access to a lot of different things as well. I think Mark was really innovative in his online sales as well in terms of getting collections through eBay. I think he was on eBay before it was really well known as to what you can get on there.
Yeah,
and I love the all four sports represented here. I mean, I'm a big New York fan for all the major sports, and really, like you said, hockey was their passion, and Mark and Donna really got me watching more hockey games that I worked there than I ever thought possible, so it's great. It's a great place.
From what I understand, and this is for either one of you, baseball seems to be, though, the most popular collective item here at this particular
Yeah, it
location.
Always was. I mean, I remember baseball cards, even people talked about the other sports, baseball cards is still the phrase to go with, and, you know, baseball card shows and things of that nature, so it was definitely like the big sport, especially with the success of the Yankees early on in the late 90s, and they went again in 09, so especially in this area, New York, really is baseball town through and through, I believe.
We just had a young baseball card collector. He loved the baseball cards, and Derek Jeter was his all-time favorite because he was a Yankee fan. He loved that in particular.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Mark and Anna came into this business, right? It was at the tail end of the boom in the baseball card industry after the 80s.
Yeah, it peaked in the 90s, I guess, right?
Right. And yeah. Then I think I read an article that in 1991, 92, there was 5,000 baseball card shops across the country. And and this is 5 years ago, there were only about 500 left. And so now it might be even less. And so for Mark and Anna to still be here, shows that they're doing something right, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, and even in the age of social media and finding things online, isn't it refreshing you can still walk into a brick and mortar like this and just see these jerseys and all these collectibles up close? As I said, it really gives you a better appreciation of what's out there.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah,
and I agree from the card end of it also. I think there's nothing better than coming in, looking at a pack of cards, picking out yourself, and then open up and getting something that you really like or something, you know, a good hit for it and something worth collecting.
So, Marcos, the blog, where can you find that?
I'm not sure if it's still actively visible, but it was
AmericanLegends.blogspot.com, and we started it. I think we ran it for a couple of years, yeah. And we put up like just our ideas for sports and stuff like that, and tried to tie the story into it. It was, I guess, a little bit ahead of its time, to be honest.
Yeah, we were actually just reminiscing that we thought about starting a podcast.
Yeah.
And we actually had a schedule to go for podcast number one, but David came down with laryngitis.
Yep, I came down with laryngitis the day that we were supposed to do it, yes. And we were like, oh, let's push it back like a week or two, right. And then, you know, I think after that, we never went for it, but. Man, it would have been way ahead of our times.
But that would have been great because, I mean, again, Mark and Anna let us do that. I mean, they just let us have the support of using the name brand for the store. Yeah. And I think at the height, at least of the blog, we were getting 10,000 visitors a day.
That's a lot even then.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Long before blogging became a status symbol today, I guess, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
And we set up their MySpace page, and which now is obviously defunct, but their Facebook page as well.
See, I remember MySpace. That was many years ago, like 1,000 years ago. I can't remember. Yeah. Anyway, Mark English and David Stefanini, we appreciate you reminiscing with us, and good to have you on today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having us.
Again, we've been speaking with Mark English and David Stefanini, again, the former workers here at American Legends, celebrating their silver anniversary today, and we're having a great, great time. My name is Jim Cleefield. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break and be back with more of the show right after this word of interest. Stay right with us. We'll be right back.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to buy a new car, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good day to you, and welcome to Scarsdale. 1107 Central Park Avenue is the address where we are. John Marino, we are Westchester Talk Radio, and we are at American Legends, buying sports card collections and all kinds of sports memorabilia, celebrating their silver anniversary, 25 years in business now here on Central Park Avenue. Westchester Talk Radio is produced by Shark Creative, made possible by Entergy, the Indian Point Energy Center in Buchanan, Facelifts Painting in Portchester, Reverso Associates of Scarsdale, Westchester's Office of Economic Development in White Plains, the Wartburg Adult Care Community there in Mount Vernon and in Forest Hills, Queens, Durante Rentals everywhere, Elmsford, also in Brewster, they're in Danbury, Connecticut, also in Rockland County on Long Island, in the Flushing section of Queens, and also in the Bronx, right near the Whitestone Bridge, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and at Northeast Environmental in Mamaroneck, they say it's worth the earth. J.P. McHale Pest Management, by the way, is in Buchanan. Download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and follow us on Instagram at Shark Creative. We are joined now by a regular weekly customer here at American Legends. He is Dale Hughes. Dale Hughes is a detective with the Yonkers Police Department's Major Case Squad. He's with his son, Robert, who is 14 years old. And Dale, your son, Robert, puts you on the case here pretty much every week.
Yes, he does. Every week he comes down here. I'm always picking up mostly baseball cards. That's his thing. We love it. Everybody down here is so nice. It's a friendly place.
I thought of an old story yesterday. I was going to tell somebody the story, but didn't have the chance. I'll tell it here. Back in the mid-90s, I would host a regular card show at the Westchester County Center in White Plains. And one day I looked around at all the baseball cards my mother made me throw out when I moved from Manhattan to the Bronx in the mid-70s. I totaled up a value of about $40,000. I went to my mother and I gave her a piece of paper. I had $40,000 circled. I said, Ma, here's my bill for everything you threw out when we moved. And she took a piece of paper and wrote a blank line. And she said, I'm going to fill this in and give you my bill for everything I ever did for you. And I said, Ma, you know what? Even Steven, let's forget we ever brought it up. But I see a lot of those cards here today at American Legends. What draws you in and your son Robert in, Dale, about those cards, about this memorabilia? To me, it's timeless. For example, I'm looking square at an old Hank Aaron plaque with his Milwaukee Brewers cap on. You can't beat that.
No, not at all. I also love the in-store appearances by the athletes. Like I said, my son brings me down here. He's always picking up something. We've picked up a couple of plaques with the game-worn jerseys on them. It's endless here. It's great.
Now, what athletes have you seen here? Robert, tell us.
Well, I've seen a couple of football players here. Eric Flowers of the New York Giants. Devin Smith, former Jets wide receiver. Reuben Randall.
You know your stuff if you know that Devin Smith is a former Jets wideout. Now, where did he play in college?
I think he played at Ohio State.
Very good. This guy, give this young man a job, matter of fact. Robert, are we going to have your sports memorabilia here one day, your jersey?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah? Who do you play for now?
I'm playing baseball. I'm going to play baseball in the spring at my high school, Stepanek.
At Stepanek High? Mm-hmm. And you're going to play in the athletic department, headed up by a good friend of mine, Mike O'Donnell.
Yes,
he is a member of the Westchester Sports Hall of Fame, legendary football coach at Stepanek High School. His Crusaders have had a great season once again this year. Dale, what are you in the market here for today, or maybe what have you bought already, for example?
Today we bought some more Topps cards. My son would probably, I don't know exactly what he bought, and we also bought a pennant holder because we received in the mail a Jerry Jones autographed pennant that my son mailed away for. So we came down here and bought some a pennant for that.
A Jerry Jones autographed pennant, huh?
Yes.
Maybe he could get Westchester native, Bronxville native Roger Goodell to sign on with him.
I don't think he wants him around
anymore. Not right now, right?
Absolutely.
Amazing story how he loved the way Goodell handled Deflategate, but the Ezekiel Elliott situation. Jerry Jones, for some reason, not a fan of that.
Not
Robert,
that.
Could it be because it affects his team?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess so, right? There you go. Dale Hughes, Major Case Squad, Detective Yonkers PD, joined by his 14-year-old son, Robert, here at American Legends. American Legends, buying sports card collections for 25 years now, celebrating their silver anniversary here today. American Legends, 1107 Central Park Avenue in Scarsdale. Their number, 914-725-2225, 914-725-2225. You can reach them online at www.americanlegends.com, and you can contact Mark, M-A-R-K, at amerilegends.com. That's A-M-E-R-L-E-G-E-N-D-S. That's Mark Rubin from American Legends. I'm John Marino. We are at WestchesterTalkRadio.com. Our thanks to you for joining us here today at American Legends in Scarsdale. Gee, I wonder who we might talk to next. Stay with us, and even I'm going to find out, too.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a
a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
On a Saturday afternoon, a cold one, even for this time of the year in autumn, in mid-November, I'm John Marino. We are Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from American Legends, buying sports card collections. They are in Scarsdale, 1107 Central Park Avenue, and celebrating 25 years. A quarter of a century, the silver anniversary of American Legends, of buying sports card collections, selling sports memorabilia of all and every kind, and all kinds of other memorabilia too, like comic books and more, here at 1107 Central Park Avenue in Scarsdale. Their number, 914-725-2225, on the web, www.amerlegends.com. That's A-M-E-R-I. Now, you know what? There's no I in there. AmerLegends.com. www.AmerLegends.com. And we are Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative, made possible by Entergy, the Indian Point Energy Center in Buchanan. Facelifts Painting in Port Chester, Reverso Associates of Scarsdale, Westchester's Office of Economic Development in White Plains, Durante Rentals. They are all over in Elmsford, also in Danbury and Brewster, Rockland County on Long Island, Flushing, Queens, and in the Bronx near the Whitestone Bridge, Wartburg Adult Care Community in Mount Vernon, and in Forest Hills, Queens, J.P. McHale, Pest Management of Buchanan, and Northeast Environmental in Mamaroneck at Northeast. They are worth the earth. Download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and follow us on Instagram at Shark, S-H-A-R-C, Creative. We are joined now by Alvin Malcolm of Yonkers. Alvin is a regular customer here at American Legends. Alvin, welcome to Westchester Talk Radio, and why do you come so often to American Legends here in Scarsdale?
Thank you. I've been coming here for about 20 years now.
20 years?
20 years.
You've been coming almost as long as they've been here, maybe even longer, right?
Yep, definitely. Mark and Donna are great. It's like a big family
and
here.
And that's Mark Rubin.
Yep, and Donna, his wife. It's like a big family here, and they treat you great. Great prices on all the memorabilia. Keeps you coming back.
Do you remember the first piece you bought here?
Wow. The first
Come close
piece.
Enough. The first you can remember.
It might have been a Magic Johnson autographed picture.
Mid-90s could have been Magic, right?
Yep.
Late-90s?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm a Laker fan, so I got all my Laker gear from
you. Can
these
trade
guys.
With my brother back and forth. He's got Magic, Worthy, Kareem, everything
yeah.
he's got. There you go.
The good stuff.
Yeah, and that's what he says as a Lakers fan. I'm a Knicks fan.
I feel sorry for you.
You do? Well, they're doing pretty well so far, right?
Yeah.
So far, so good.
I just left with my cousin. He's a coach over there with the Knicks.
Who is that?
His name is Steve Senior. He's one of the assistant coaches.
With the Westchester Knicks.
New York Knicks.
On the bench of Jeff Hornacek.
Yep.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So they're getting there.
He's a little
there.
Down
they're
the line there. With the coaches there,
exactly.
Right? Yeah.
He's
yeah.
working
he's
his way
like
up.
He's got like the fifth assistant seat or something like
yeah.
that, right?
He's working
he
his
sits
way
in
up.
The back
he does.
It,
he's
the head coach.
He does the video.
He does the video. Yeah. He's the Knicks video guy, which to me, that's an assistant coach.
Yeah. Yep.
No question of that. Now, what else do you buy here?
So mostly
what did you buy today?
I haven't bought anything today. I just
Not
came
yet.
In, so I haven't got to look around yet.
Uh-huh.
But I've bought a lot of jerseys is what I specialize in.
Who?
I collect I've everyone from Magic, Kobe, Daryl Strawberry, Tim Howard, soccer, Pete Rose, goes on and on. Too much for me to remember.
I think you've helped build this business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
All right. Is there anything you're in the market for, jersey-wise? If you could get your hands on what would that be?
So right now, as a Laker fan, I guess it would be Lonzo Ball.
You would?
Would be my next
purchase.
You can't
get his brother's jersey right now. A little, I'll call it an immigration problem over in China, right?
Yeah, I don't think that jersey would be available
for a while. I hope he comes home soon.
I hope so.
Destroy the video, right?
Yep.
Apparently they got that on video, right, I think?
If they do, that's not good for him.
That's not good. I kind of heard they might have it on video. That's not good. I have a feeling, though, Dad is going to work something out, LeVar, right?
He always does.
He always does. Yeah. He'll drop off, hey, guys, I got a few big baller brand shirts for you, maybe some shoes, and let my son go.
Yeah.
Right? There you go. Yep. And his friends, too.
And his friends, too.
Sad situation there. Sorry to hear about that.
Yeah.
And why a guy like that would have, a young man like that, with a very prosperous and prominent family, would have to do that. Sometimes kids will be kids, and the other guys might say, hey, let's have some fun. You got to know where to say no.
Yeah, I just hope it works itself out. You wouldn't want to see him get locked up out there for 10 years.
Not in China, no.
No.
Now, you got to know where to say no, and whenever you come here to American Legends in Scarsdale, Alvin Malcolm of Yonkers, it seems like you generally say yes.
Always say yes. There's always something good to buy here, so you can't go wrong here.
So you would maybe get your hands on a Ball jersey. What is the favorite piece you've ever collected here?
Kobe Bryant jersey. That's
how many do you have? One, two?
I have
eight.
Two. So I have an 8 and I have the 24.
You have the 8 and the 24.
Yes, sir.
You got to get Michael Jordan's two basketball jersey numbers, right? 23, 45.
That price range is a little more than Kobe, so that's
maybe
why I don't
the
have.
Baseball Michael Jordan jersey one day.
If you can find that's probably fetching a good price.
I think Mark here, if it were available somewhere, he'd have it here.
Yes, he would, and he might be able to get it.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder why that's not out and about a bit more often than it is. That Michael Jordan baseball jersey, I guess from his time in Birmingham with the White Sox A-ball club back in the mid-90s, that's got to be something. Just buyer beware to some extent, but yet it's got to be just something to behold if you have it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Wouldn't mind getting my hands on.
Neither would I, matter of fact. Maybe we could talk to Mark about that and get it in here, right?
At a discounted rate,
I hope. At a discounted rate, we can go get that, right? But Mark, if it's available, he's going to have it. Alvin Malcolm of Yonkers, our thanks to you for joining us on Westchester Talk Radio.
Thank you, John. It's been a pleasure.
Same here. That is Alvin Malcolm of Yonkers, and we are Westchester Talk Radio. I'm John Marino, and we are at American Legends, buying sports card collections, 1107 Central Park Avenue in Scarsdale, celebrating their silver anniversary, the 25th. 914-725-2225. 914-725-2225 is their number. Online, www.amerlegends.com, or Mark Rubin, M-A-R-K, Mark at amerlegends.com as well. Alvin Malcolm, our thanks to you. We are WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to buy a new car, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
The day and the beat goes on right here in Scarsdale. American Legends sports card collections, they buy and sell. You name it, comic books and more, anything involving sports, jerseys, cards, all kinds of comic book collections here. I see Superman and so much more. And we are Westchester Talk Radio. American Legends, buying sports card collections, 25 years in business. Silver anniversary, 1107 Central Park Avenue, near Pizza Beat in Scarsdale. Their number, 914-725-2225. Online, www.amerlegends.com. Also, Mark Rubin, who is the chief honcho here. Mark, M-A-R-K, at amerlegends.com. A-M-E-R-L-E-G-E-N-D-S.com as well. Westchester Talk Radio. Produced by Shark, S-H-A-R-C, Creative, made possible by the Indian Point Energy Center in Buchanan, Facelifts Painting in Portchester, Reverso Associates of Scarsdale, Westchester Office of Economic Development in White Plains, Wartburg Adult Care Community in Mount Vernon, and in Forest Hills, Queens, Durante Rentals. They're in Flushing, Queens, along with Elmsford, the Bronx, right near the Whitestone Bridge, Brewster, Danbury, also in Rockland County and on Long Island, J.P. McHale, Pest Management of Buchanan, and Northeast Environmental in Mamaroneck at Northeast. They say it's worth the earth. Download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio and follow us on Instagram at Shark, S-H-A-R-C, Creative. We are joined by another regular customer here at American Legends, Jack Miller of Scarsdale. Jack, it seems like you bring the family down. Your wife is here. She says, Jack's more of a customer than me, but that means she's a customer too.
Yeah, seasonal.
What's her name?
Her name is Diana.
Diana, what does she like to look at or maybe buy here?
Yeah, Diana is more into horse racing memorabilia and things. She's more outside the box kind of person. So,
uh-huh.
But every year for the kids, there's comics and some other interesting tidbits.
So she would be into the Iditarod dog race, I guess,
yes.
Right? Oddball stuff like that, right? There you go.
Yes.
She's got that kind of memorabilia, right? Which you can probably get here at American Legends because you name the sport, you name the comic, they have it here. Hockey, basketball, baseball, football, soccer, horse, racing and more, and a whole bunch of different kinds of comic books they have here. They have just thousands of comic books and thousands of baseball cards and even thousands of plaques and other memorabilia just plastered all over the walls. There's not an inch of wall here at American Legends not covered by some kind of sports memorabilia, plaque, or jersey, Jack. At least that's what I see.
Absolutely.
Now, what have you bought here recently? For example, what brings you here today?
Well, today is more a celebration of Mark and Donna, who've done such a remarkable job in this type of in this era to maintain a store like this for so long successfully.
When the economy went down, places like this took the earliest and most heavy hits.
Absolutely. And I think that and the online presence has been a challenge to stores like this, but Mark and Donna, with their own personal touch, have been able to keep it going, which is really nice.
What do you think has been the key?
I think Mark does a great job of he buys and sells people's collections. Retirees, when they downsize or move out of the area, will call on Mark, and he comes in, and he's an honest guy. I think this is a tough hobby, and there's a lot of people out there who are not as reputable or kind. And I think Mark would be ridden with guilt if he did something to someone that wasn't on the up and up.
So, Jack, are you a Giants fan?
I'm actually a Miami Dolphins fan.
A Miami Dolphins fan. Because if you were a Giants fan, I could say, despite the one-win season so far, you have memorabilia here like Mark Bavaro, his 89 jersey, Ahmad Bradshaw, his 44, Giants Super Bowl heroes of the past. Maybe Big Blue will get back there again. Yeah, we know they will. And Mark Rubin here at American Legends will get what he needs to get from the next group of Giants who win a Super Bowl. Might not be this season, though. From here on out, Jack, the rest of 2017, the rest of this 25th anniversary celebration year for American Legends, what are you looking for here at American Legends? If you had a chance to get your paws and claws on it, what would you hope Mark might bring in so you could take home at an affordable price?
Well, what's funny about the Giants is I think they're playing for draft picks at this point, and you know, I think there's always some excitement when new products and new things come in. Like football, the rookie class this year has been good, not great. The Texans just lost their quarterback, which was unfortunate.
He's been great, Deshaun Watson.
Correct. I think Aaron Judge probably single-handedly saved the baseball cards trade this year. He was wonderful. The Yankees making it to one game away from the World Series didn't hurt. Every year at Christmas, I give out baseball cards at my house, for Halloween. I'm sorry, and you know it's a nice way to seed the future of collectors, and the kids love it. So, but most kids are like, any Yankees, any Mets, you know. Not a lot of kids asking for Astros or Marlins stuff.
Oh, by the way, the Yankees have a managerial opening. Are you interested? Seems like everybody is.
No.
Okay. You'd rather collect than manage. You know what? You're a
Correct.
Smart man.
Thanks.
Jack Miller of Scarsdale, thank you for joining us on Westchester Talk Radio here. 25th anniversary celebration, the Silver Jubilee for American Legends. They are buying sports card collections since day one, 25 years ago, and will be, I believe, until the end of time. They are at 1107 Central Park Avenue. And they are near Pizza Beat in Scarsdale. Their number, 914-725-2225, 914-725-2225. They are at www.amerlegends.com and Mark Rubin, Mark at Amer, A-M-E-R, legends.com. Our thanks to our chief engineer, Matt Kahan, and also Jim Cleefield, co-hosting here today and directing everything as the executive producer, our director of vice president of officially creative services is Jim Feldman. Our president and CEO, Andrew Castellano. Again, our thanks to you for being part of the 25th anniversary celebration, the Silver Jubilee of American Legends in Scarsdale. I'm John Marino, and we are WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Peak and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark Creative.